In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. As you listen to this episode, my Istanbul Kickstarter campaign has gone live. You can check out the page and the introductory video I made, but I strongly recommend that you listen to this episode if you'd like all the details. And also, if you're just listening to the first minute of this but thinking, I really don't care about this idea at all, you might still want to check out the rewards I'm offering because there are bonus podcasts there. I think you might like them. You can skip ahead to the rewards part, which comes at the end of this episode, or go check them out on the Kickstarter page. Okay, so I'm going to talk briefly about why I want to go, why now, and then what you will get out of it. I'll go through all the rewards options and try to tempt you to support the project. So, why do I want to go and why now? Obviously, I want to go to Istanbul because I'm so excited to see the places that I've been reading about and talking about for 6 years now. And I think it will deepen my understanding of Byzantium and provide new insights and content for the show. And I'm also spurred on to go now because of the recent political uncertainty in Turkey. You know, some of you have written to me to say that's a reason not to go. I know tourism has receded significantly, and it's possible that Istanbul could become a place that you can't safely travel to. And I really hope that doesn't happen. And basically, I don't want to live my life regretting the missed opportunity to go now. And of course, over time, it's possible that some Byzantine sites or monuments will be removed or will just collapse. So again, I want to go now. And one of the things that inspired me to start the History of Byzantium podcast was visiting Rome and Pompeii back in 2010. I was listening to the History of Rome religiously at the time, and I loved the whole experience, but I wished when I was there that I had some kind of detailed guide to each site with me. And I don't mean a local guide who would treat me like a tourist. I mean, I wanted Mike Duncan there in some form, helping immerse me in the experience. And that's what I want to do for you. I want to document the sites that remain, to preserve their memory in video and audio, and to open up the possibility of guided tours of the city. Obviously, none of that is possible if I don't go now. So, I'm coming to you with an offer. I'm sure you've all seen or supported some sort of crowdfunding campaign before. I'm going to offer you a series of rewards in exchange for sending me to Istanbul. If I get to go, this trip will focus on two things. One is making contact with local guides and friends of the show. They will help me understand which sites can be safely visited and what options we'd have, the logistics and the costs, to pave the way for a potential guided tour. And the second thing I'll focus on is visiting as many sites as I can. And what I'm offering to do is to create documentary-style videos of each site. They would be like episodes of the podcast, but with still images and footage to show you what's there, what's missing, and bring you the stories behind the landscape. I'm so excited to see these places, these monuments, and even ruins and rubble on the ground that I've learned so much about. And I really want to share that with you in these videos and make them exciting and interesting and something you'd want to watch again and again. The Kickstarter's come at a interesting time, actually, because we are just about to cover the Peoples on the Steppe in the podcast, and then we'll be moving down into the Balkans, and then we'll be going to Constantinople, and I'll be talking about the city in 1025 and developments over the centuries since we last visited there in episode 10, I think. And so I'll be able to combine my research for that with research for the sites that are still there now. And so you'll be hearing all about the city, how it functioned at its height. And then, you know, in theory, I'd be able to go there and document what's left. So it just feels like a very good time to be looking into Constantinople, learning all about it, and then seeing it in person. Okay, let's talk about money and the sites themselves. The amount of time I spend in the city would depend on how much we raise. I've set a basic target of £13,330. That's about $18,500. That would allow me 7 days of actual filming in Istanbul. That doesn't include the days I'd be arriving, leaving, or setting up. If we can raise more, then I can start adding days of documenting to the schedule and therefore more sites. The major expense in the budget is the video editing. A kind listener of the show has taken this on, and she's working for a relatively low hourly wage, but we've budgeted high for the amount of time it will take to create each video. The more sites I can visit, the more we'll be spending on editing. Obviously, there are lots of fixed expenses to make the trip possible. Transport, visas, insurance, food, accommodation, entry to the sites, hiring guides, and so on. Both for me and a camera operator. And I have budgeted an amount to pay myself for the time spent on the project. And this includes the hours and hours and hours of research before, during, and after the trip. Then the trip itself, and all the time working on the videos and other rewards. One of my overriding goals is not to let the podcast schedule be disrupted too wildly, so I will be flat out keeping this all on track. Finally, Kickstarter and their payment system also take a small cut. I've put more details on the Kickstarter page about costs and what we'd need to raise for me to stay there for 10 days or 14 days of documenting. I've also put up a list of the potential sites I'd be able to document. I think the big five are the Hagia Sophia, the Kora Church, the Hippodrome, the Archaeological Museum, and the Land Walls. But beyond that, I really hope to be able to include in the 7 days a walk along the Messi, which would cover things like the Million, the milestone marking out Constantinople as the center of the Roman world, the ruins of various palaces, the Column of Constantine, the Forum of Theodosius, the burial place of Romanus Lecapenus, and so on. And I'd also love to do a walk along the Marmara shore, where, you know, the church of St. Sergius and Bacchus, built by Justinian, is still there, and the Bacchylian Palace. We can speculate about the spot where John Zimisces snuck over the walls to kill Nicephorus Phocas. There are the remains of the church of St. Saviour, where legend says Alexius Komnenos was buried. And beyond that, there's sites like the Vlachiarnai Palace, the Achaea Irene, the Basilica Cistern, the Aqueduct of Valens, the Column of Marcion, Column of the Goths. If we raised a lot of money, then we're into my fantasy territory, where we could create a kind of virtual tour of the city. You know, there are like a dozen churches further into the suburbs that are still there that give you a real sense of what living in Constantinople would really have looked and felt like. There are cisterns and parts of the sea walls. There are ruins of grand old buildings and bathhouses lying around. You can see the mosaics from the great palace where Justinian and Heraclius would have walked about. You can see parts of the Studius Monastery or the Galata Tower. There are just so many spots where sieges or executions took place as well that I can talk about. I could go on and on. Check out the Kickstarter for a full list. Okay, enough talking, enough pitching. What do you get out of this? What rewards are on offer? If you were to pledge £5, so it's about $7, all the amounts are in pounds sterling on the Kickstarter because I am located here. So £5, $7, you would get daily updates from me during the trip. Some days this will be a podcast describing the experience and telling you what I've seen and what's going on. Other days it would be an email with pictures showing you what I've seen. Bit more exciting, if you were to pledge £15, about $21, you will get 3 bonus podcasts based on episode 89, The House of War. Let me remind you what that was about.
Go now, on the road to Lulon. As fast as you can, head straight for the fort by the ridge and tell the Dekark there to send out riders immediately. What are you waiting for? Go! Now!
Yes, that was the episode where I decided to show, not tell. Listeners kept asking me about battle formations or weaponry innovations in the Roman army, and I felt the need to drive home that life for Roman soldiers during the 8th and 9th centuries involved mainly watching the Arabs go by or attempting some guerrilla warfare. These 3 bonus episodes would continue to expand on that theme. They won't be just based around soldiers. I'll attempt to show you what life was like for people living under the threat that every summer an army might appear to drag them away. All the details I use will be taken from research on life in Anatolia in the 8th and 9th centuries. The story, though, will of course be fictional. At this stage, I plan on connecting the narrative to the you from episode 89, but not necessarily based around the same character. And I know what you're thinking. Yes, this means that we will have created a History of Byzantium extended cinematic universe. Or audio universe, I suppose. I really think you'll enjoy these episodes. I think it'll be like the Byzantine Stories series, but discussing, you know, life in Anatolia under the threat of Arab raids. So if you're not really bothered about the rest of the Istanbul project, but you'd like to hear those, then this is a great way to support what I'm doing without having to shell out for things you don't want. Plus, you will get the previous reward tier as part of that purchase, so you'd get the daily updates anyway. Moving on. If you pledge £25, so about $35, then you'll get the videos of the 5 most famous sites. I mentioned them earlier, the Hagia Sophia, the Land Walls, the Kora Church, the Archaeological Museum, and the Hippodrome. There are some fantastic things to see and hear just from those 5 sites. And as part of that purchase, you would get the previous reward tiers, so you would also get the daily updates and the 3 House of War episodes. However, if you pledge £35, so about $48, then you would get to see all the videos. Every video I'm able to make will be yours, and this could really expand if we raise more than the initial target amount. There are over 50 Roman sites one could see around Istanbul. I mean, there are even more if you count cisterns and other things stretching out beyond the land walls. I'll be documenting everything I can while I'm there. The longer I'm there, the more I'll get to, and I'd be very excited to create, you know, something approaching a virtual tour of the city. And with this reward tier, you would have an all-access pass. Again, all previous reward tiers are included, so you'd get the House of War episodes too. Okay, now we're into the big bucks. If you were to pledge £50, so about $70, then you will join an exclusive backers-only group that will plan future guided tours of Istanbul. So this will allow you to discuss your needs directly with me. You can talk about what you'd like to see and when you'd like to travel. We can discuss itineraries and costs and all that good stuff. If you really want to go on a History of Byzantium guided tour, then this is the option for you. And again, you will get all previous reward tiers, so all the videos, bonus episodes, and updates. Two more to go. If you have serious cash to burn, you can pledge £65, so $90 or so, and you can have your voice on the podcast. I'm open to negotiation on this. Suggestions at this stage include having three questions answered on the podcast that you would record and I can answer, or having a brief interview with me on the podcast. Or you can record your own Byzantine theory, thoughts, or stories to be featured on the podcast. You could pick your five favorite emperors or talk about something personal, anything. I'm willing to discuss, and then it would go out on the free feed for everyone to hear. Again, all previous reward tiers are included, so you can help plan the tours, watch all the videos, and listen to the bonus episodes with that pledge. Okay, finally, £100 or $140, and you can nominate your own Byzantine story. You can pick a topic, a person, or a period for me to produce a Byzantine Stories episode on. Again, you and I can discuss the possibilities. This could include input or some audio from you that would go into that show. But the previous reward tier wouldn't be included, so you wouldn't also get your voice on a different episode. This would replace that. You would, of course, get all the other reward tiers for this level. This is the only reward that I've limited in terms of numbers. For obvious reasons, there are only so many Byzantine stories I can produce, so I've limited this to five listeners. So if that is what you're after, if you'd like to choose your own Byzantine story, put some kind of spin on it, then you better go grab that quickly. That is it. I'm finally going to shut up. The Kickstarter is now live for the next 30 days, so you have until the end of March to make your pledge. If we don't hit our fundraising goal, then your money will be refunded. If we do, then I'm going to the city of Constantine, and I'm going to bring it alive for you. There is an FAQ up, or there will be once it goes live, and that'll talk about how these rewards will be delivered. Check that out for more details. Obviously, you can email me with questions, but just check if they're on there first. To help convince you, I did make a little cheesy video, with a little cheesy video gag in there for you to enjoy. You can see what I look like right now. Follow the links at the website or on social media, or search for The History of Byzantium on Kickstarter.com. Thank you again for all your years of support, most of you. And thank you for listening. And please consider supporting this project in the next month.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.